The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Central Time here where we are on this Tuesday. We are just less than a week away from the solar eclipse that's going to cut across America. We'll be talking about that here in a minute. All brought to you by the Power Mall, where we have Grown by Nature products, 10% off plus free shipping. iComplex CS, 10% off, and Vitamir products, 10% off. Of course, we still have the donate more than 25 bucks to the show, and you get a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. And make sure to call in with your donation for this offer. As far as those of you shopping the spring sale, we were having issues with our website calculating the two different promotions we were offering, which was that 10% off site-wide plus free shipping with $250 plus orders. And if for any reason you were trying to place an order online and weren't able to get the discount, please give us a call at the Power Mall to have Jay place your order for you. We'll honor that discount for you and apologize, of course, for any inconvenience that message from the Power Mall. And let's see what else is happening here. On Rick's Satellite, we still have that satellite dish to give away from ricksatelliteusa.com. To win, you just have to write a letter explaining why you would like the dish system. Include your name, address, and phone number, and snail mail it. Come on. I'm on cup of coffee number two. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814. Or email support at thepowerhour.com. That'll be the easy way if you have internet. Support at thepowerhour.com. Name, address, and phone number, and tell us why you want to win the dish, and we'll be drawing that soon. You can watch the Power Hour video replay each day on Rumble or by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. And of course, if you're a first time shopper, you can use the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. And that will also apply to phone orders and get 10% off your order. And of course, if you don't have internet because you don't want the government snooping in your life, which is understandable, you can call 877-817-9829, request the Power Mall catalog. So you'll be in the know. And let's see, we have a new partner, Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef. You go to the Partners tab, and you can click on that and many other partners, and just let us know you've done that. Take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we can get credit for that. And if you are electrosensitive, some people are. We call that electromagnetic frequency sensitivity. It is an actual radiation, EMF. We have a summit, 2024 EMF Hazard Summit. It's free from April 11th through the 14th. The guide includes the top 10 symptoms. You can download this, by the way, if you go to thepowerhour.com and go to the Partners tab. You can download the free guide to electrosensitivity. It shows you what 10 symptoms you might experience when overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all that other good stuff that EMF puts out. We're expecting to have Don Jeffries back on the show in the next hour. So it's going to be fun today. 4 minutes after the hour, state of emergency has been declared in Canada. Why? Well, specifically one area. The Canada side of Niagara Falls. Did you know that there was a Canada side of Niagara Falls? I did. Because, oh, I know, everybody's like, well, why, how do you know this? Well, because I've been to the falls before multiple times. I've been on Maid of the Mist. Now, how would I know all these things that there's a Canada side? Well, because Buffalo is my hometown. But anyway, so the Niagara Falls is right in the path, okay, the totality, the path of totality. That's what they call it, the weather forecasters. It sounds almost like totality doom and gloom. Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati said he expects a lot of people in his city for that few minutes. That's not going to have any solar rays on April 8th as the moon blocks the sun. And he expects the most visitors his city has ever seen in a single day, which means major traffic jams, heavier demands on emergency services, cell phone network overloads. Oh, you got to wonder about this. State of emergency? Wow. You really think that, you know, I don't know why these people would do this. I mean, you get yourself a pair of those little solar eclipse glasses. Basically, they sell for about $2 a piece. We have two of them, so my wife and I can watch it. oh, well. Last total solar eclipse that was visible in the U.S. occurred in 2017, but this one's going to cut a swath right across from southwest to northeast across the U.S. on April 8th. And most of you will be able to see this sometime between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time where we are. Maybe 2 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. No later than 3, depending on where you are. Of course, a lot of people are saying that the New Madrid Fault will cave in and the Mississippi River will... No. It's an eclipse, folks. We know not the day nor the hour. We're not ready for the earthquakes yet. Remember the earthquakes in diverse places Matthew 24 talks about? We're not ready for that yet. Read the Bible. Come on. The fury of Europe's farmers shocks EU technocrats. According to Technocracy News, they're rising up. The elites are terrified. In France, farmers recently staged a four-day siege of Paris, blocking major roads. In January, thousands of tractors descended on Berlin, Germany, lining the streets leading up to the Brandenburg Gate. In Brussels, farmers have gathered from all over Europe to demonstrate against the EU and pelt the European Parliament with eggs. Oh, that must have been fun. In the Netherlands, tractors caused the longest traffic jam in the nation's history. This is Europe-wide now, this farmers' revolt, from Portugal to Poland, from Ireland to Italy. Oh, isn't that funny the way they write these news stories? Almost every EU country has been rocked by protest. Rocked. Uh-huh. They threw eggs, not rocks, okay? Farmers in each country have their own specific grievances, but there's a common root. The root is they don't like the green agenda. It's been imposed on agriculture from on high. It's made farmers' lives a misery. I mean, they can't stay in business. Bureaucrats have no idea how farmers work because they're not out there shoveling you-know-what. So they brought the you-know-what to the bureaucrats. Remember that? That big truck came in and sprayed liquid waste all over the buildings and all over the streets and all over the cops that dared to stand there. Farmers aren't putting up with this anymore. Two top Iranian commanders have been killed in Syria, reportedly, in alleged Israeli missile strike. And, of course, they have promised Iran has to decisively retaliate. It killed 7 people in Damascus, Syria, when the missile flattened the Iranian consulate, killing 2 of its top commanders. Well, we can't have that now, so... Iran is saber-rattling again. Yes, death to the infidel. In the United States. Yeah, we got to move on from that. How many April Fool's jokes did you pull yesterday? My son calls me, goes, my wife's pregnant again. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. April Fool, right? I think that probably had gotten pulled on more people. Yeah. Remember the boy who cried wolf? You know, I wonder about April Fool's Day. The only April Fool we have is the one that's in the White House that declared yesterday or Sunday, Easter Sunday, as the transgender day of visibility. And now the pushback is just phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. It's gone crazy. Conservatives, Christians all over the country. You had to pick Easter Sunday to do this. I didn't do that. That's what he's saying. I didn't do that. And then, of course, the White House press secretary, you know, her, the Shirley Temple wannabe. She had the nerve to sit there. Well, it just, you know, Easter falls on different Sundays. Then you got to ask yourself that question. Like Christmas falls on different, whatever, days of the week. It's like, why is that? Why do they keep shifting all the holidays on us? Why isn't there just a single day? Well, you know, it's a third Sunday after the fourth Sunday after the... It's like, you people are messing with Christianity here. But this is Satan. Come on, you know what it is. A significant storm has already arrived in California. This is bringing heavy snow and damaging thunderstorms to several U.S. states as it moves across the U.S. this week. Heavy snow, thunderstorms, hazardous travel conditions, according to the National Weather Service. They're expected to occur this week as this storm moves from the west across the central and eastern U.S. regions. Most of this is going to extend from central Texas northeast into much of Illinois, Indiana, and southwest Ohio. And it will take off and continue up to the mid-Atlantic regions where all hazards will again be possible. And that includes a very large hail exceeding 2 inches in size, tornadoes, damaging thunderstorm winds. Potential for tornadoes can continue into the overnight hours as well. Trump has evaluating now whether to file a motion to recuse against Juan Merchan. And I'll tell you, this is that hush money case that's coming up. Trial starts April 15th. Now, why would he do that? Well, because apparently it's public knowledge that the judge's daughter, Lauren Merchan, has raised $93 million in campaign donations using Mr. Trump's case in their solicitation emails. Ms. Merchan is president and partner of a Chicago-based firm, Authentic Campaigns, whose top clients include The Shift Show and the Senate Majority PAC. Mr. Schiff also oversaw Mr. Trump's first impeachment trial as its lead prosecutor. Oh, really? I call that a Schiff show for a reason. Like the rest of the media did. Authentic Campaigns, and thus the judge's daughter, is actively making money from this sham attack against President Trump, rendering Judge Merchan conflicted out, according to Trump spokesman Stephen Chung and what he told the New York Post. Meanwhile, late last night, Juan Merchan approved a request by the Manhattan DA's office to further expand the current gag order against former President Trump by not allowing him to publicly discuss the family members of the court, family members of DA Alvin Bragg, and all others named in the order, including jurors, potential jurors, witnesses, court staff, counsel, and their families, as it serves no legitimate purpose, according to the judge. However, the order does not comment about the judge himself or Alvin Bragg, an elected Democrat. So I guess Trump can still poke at them. He has also posted the $175 million bond in the New York fraud case. That's happened already, meeting the 10-day deadline given on March 25th and staying the execution of the judgment. So Letitia James is not going to seize his building as the appeal of the case is heard. Makes you wonder if they're not going to toss the whole bloody thing out, huh? I mean, see, I think the New York appellate court, I know it's going to be the third department, not the second. I think the second has more brains than the third one does, but I'm talking about legal brain power. But I know it's an appellate court, and the reason we have appellate courts is because district court judges, or in the case of New York, they're called Supreme Court judges, which is a little confusing unless you live in New York and you understand how the system there works. Supreme Court justices are the same as district court justices in every other state. And they make mistakes, a lot of them. Trust me on that. Even federal judges make mistakes, which is why they have federal appellate courts. It's crazy. Another bridge, by the way, got hit. Oh, no. Yeah, this time in Oklahoma. Oklahoma State Patrol said over the weekend it closed the highway south of Sallisaw. That's in the northeastern part of the state, after a barge struck a bridge over the Arkansas River. That happened about Saturday at 1:25 p.m. They got word of the incident, diverted traffic from the area, according to State Patrol. The bridge, which crosses the Arkansas River where it enters the Robert S. Kerr Reservoir, is going to remain closed. It can be inspected. Well, if you looked at the pictures, I mean, there are no reports of injuries on the highway or the barge. It's not known what caused the barge to hit the bridge, but it did. And it caused both sides of the bridge to fall in the water. So nobody's getting across that bridge. Speaking of bridges, removal of Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has started over the weekend. Crews brought in the giant cranes and all the cutting torches and, yeah, right over the Patapsco River, loading the enormous steel girders onto waiting barges. Yeah, they're going to clear the deep dredged central channel of the river. Workers suspended in cages use gas torches to cut through the Francis Scott Key Bridge's steel, supported by seven cranes, including cranes capable of lifting up to 1,500 tons. According to World Cargo News, a 230-ton land-based crane is going to offload and process the wreckage at Trade Point Atlantic, which will then be taken to a disposal site and may take years to remove the wreckage and dredge the channel to render it safe again. You remember we told you last week about the TikTok freeloader? Remember the guy that came on social media? And he was basically saying, hey, here's how you do it. He gets on TikTok and talks about how you squat in U.S. homes. Well, he's been arrested by ICE agents in Gahanna, Ohio, according to the Epoch Times. Lionel Moreno, the illegal alien known as the migrant influencer who amassed a half million followers on TikTok, finally arrested by ICE. Well, guess what? You know, he gets on TikTok, bragged about getting stacks of cash from American taxpayers, urging other illegals to take advantage of all the free money progressives were handing out, thanking Papa Biden for the free cash. Gee, I don't know. Papa Biden is like Papa Roach. Oh, I couldn't insult the band like that. He says, you're hurt because I make more than you without much work while you work like slaves. Understand, he said in another video, making fun of Americans. That kind of guy like there, you just want to take out and put a bullet in his head, don't you? Oh, I bet that just made you so mad listening to that garbage. Oh, it's on TikTok. Cat's already out of the bag, folks. He encouraged other illegals to invade American homes under squatting laws. He says, I learned there's a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can take it. Here in the United States, terrain deformation also applies, and I think that'll be my next business, invade abandoned houses. Thanks to President Biden's disastrous open southern borders, Moreno crossed into the country illegally in early 2022 through Eagle Pass and skipped out on his initial check-in with ICE. Now, get that. He skipped out, which makes you wonder why all these other people that have been released into the interior of the United States are going to report in. You really think they're going to do that? I mean, you hear about what happened over the weekend in El Paso and the Democrat judge there and the Democrat mayor. The Democrat mayor's like, well, I didn't ask National Guard to show up here. See, all the Venezuelans, man, big hordes of them just rushed the border there at the bridge in Ciudad Juarez and stormed into El Paso. And the Democrat judge, let them all go. Yes, we'll let them all go and they can come back and we'll have a hearing. Oh, yeah, right. Not happening and they know it. And what they're doing is they're going in and they're going to get these NGOs, taxpayer-funded NGOs, to get them and move them out, get them out of the area. They're importing some of the dumbest criminals the world has to offer ahead of the elections. And there's been so many stories about these squatters. And now they're suing a New York City couple after allegedly taking over their property. Two squatters are suing the owners of a duplex after they were accused of making themselves at home in the pricey Queens residence and refusing to move out. The home's price, $930,000. The outlet noted New York City has permissive laws when it comes to such situation. Property owner Julia Fullman, who is facing over $4,000 in legal fees while battling the suit, told the outlet the situation was unfair and homeowners should be protected by city officials. The New York Post noted in five boroughs, squatters have legal protections if they occupy a property for 30 days. So, folks, here's something. If you are investors that have rental properties, you are better off going through a property management firm. And do not make your property look like it's abandoned. Because if you do and you put a for rent sign out in front, guess what? You're inviting this. It's not going to be pretty. There's another lady in Dallas, Texas. I was just reading a story from Elizabeth Vargas, and she interviewed this homeowner in Dallas who went to Florida to help her mom pack up her things, and her neighbor calls and says, hey, some guy's living in your house here in Dallas. Apparently, Dallas is a hot spot for people to break in and take over. And if they've been there for more than 10 days, you got to evict them. Took the woman 8 months. She was going to bring her mom home to live in the house with her in Texas because her mom was debilitated. It's what happens a lot in Florida. Parents just they go down there and they lose their minds, and all their kids come that care, actually, and then come get them and bring them home. And they live with them and take care of them until they pass away. Much the same as what I did, except I moved to Florida to take care of my mom. So the bigger problem, though, you see here is in early March, the couple's real estate broker, Jonah Barty, noticed the home's locks had been changed after tenants had been secured for the residence. She also saw a man inside the house, and at that point, several men exited the house, allegedly to intimidate her. She tried to call police for help. See the situation? That's in New York City. In Dallas, they took all the furniture, the refrigerator, the washer dryer, everything this woman had put in the house. They either sold it online, sold it in a yard sale, and the neighbor didn't call until after the woman had been there for 2 weeks and said, hey, you know, some guy's living in your house. Folks, this should be a warning to you about what these illegals are intending to do. And I don't care whether ICE has this guy now. The cat is already out of the bag. Everybody that's watching TikTok knows that you can get away with moving into vacant homes. So, I mean, you literally can't leave. I mean, I don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, is it feasible that you can't even leave your house and one person has to stay there armed to the teeth to make sure nobody decides to move in? Oh, no, just look for the ones that don't look like anybody's living there. Yeah. The Florida Supreme Court, by the way, has upheld a 15-week abortion ban and put a ballot measure on the November ballot. And by upholding the state's 15-week abortion ban and ruling, that means a subsequently passed 6-week ban can soon take effect. This ban passed in 2023 legislative session was written so that it would not take effect until a month after the 2022 law was upheld. But in a separate ruling yesterday, the court also approved an initiative that would enshrine abortion access in Florida state constitution, which will appear on the November ballot, meaning Floridians have an opportunity to undo the abortion ban. Ow. No matter what they do. Wow. Amazing how that works. All right, let's see. We got a little bit of time here. Let's move on to the phones. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. As we're continuing to have fun, overnight in Philadelphia, an oversized truck traveling north on Interstate 95 hit the support for a railroad overpass, shutting down 95 north and the highway. It's only going to take a couple of days to repair, but it's just one more in our continuing series of happiness.
Yes, you're talking about the one that happened last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, and it's talking happened about 12 hours ago.
And it's not an April Fool's joke.
Correct, sir.
Okay. I just wondered because, see, some people are taking this thing a little bit further than April Fool's Day because we weren't on the air in April Fool's Day. So, and that was no joke either. No, we had some technical issues we had to resolve. So anyway, all right. Well, see, so, you know, we take it for what it is. Why these things? Were they just accidents or were they intentional? I don't think that a truck. What happened to the trucker, by the way? Did they say in the news reports?
No, there was no comments there. The TV is showing some crews with, blow torches and sparks flying as they're welding on the bridge right now. But they didn't mention anything about injuries.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate the update, Dan. Thanks for your call. Brady in Arizona.
Well, thank God we got Mayor Pete and his new birthday suit working on it, Dave.
Oh, there you go.
You know, did you see that they're actually some of these new trannies? And he was on yesterday, Meet the Press or Face the Nation. He was so happy to tell everybody that he was going on a trip with his husband and taking their kids. And I almost threw up, you know. Mm-mm. I don't know if that's really acceptable with a lot of people, but they're sure pushing it down our throats. I mean, we have May Day. So I guess yesterday, I guess, was a happy belated gay day. I think we're
going to
change it to gay day.
So, well, I'm telling you, Brady, there's a big problem with this, sir. There are people we know who are transgender that hate what the TG movement is doing right now. They don't like it. They don't like it because of the fact they're going after the kids. That's why they don't like it. It's one thing to stay closeted or to stay in an adult atmosphere, but to take this to the children, they got a problem with that. And it's not the first person I know who is gay that cross-dresses that has said that.
One thing with that, though, what did he do besides announcing it was gay day, is that he said nobody can put anything Christian-like or any reference to the Christian religion on the Easter eggs. They were all scared that the kids were going to have something that reminded them of Jesus instead of the gay rabbit running around the grounds of the White House. You know, it's unacceptable. And the thing is, now that they're trying to splice the DNA of two male DNA set of chromosomes and create an embryo without the female. So
good luck
this
with that.
Is who decided all of a sudden that all this stuff, your gain of function research, you're creating embryos with not even a female involved, the male is basically getting phased out of society. Who is given the full authority to be pulling this BS on the world? I'd like to know.
Well, I can tell you that. It's the elitist backed by Satan. And I'll give you an example. U.S. physicians received more than $12 billion in payments from Big Pharma and the medical device industry over a 10-year period, according to the latest research. And this is a journal of the AMA found that the industry made over 85 million payments to more than 820,300 or 50% of the eligible doctors across 39 specialties from 2013 to 2022. You know, the data only included payments received for consulting, non-consulting, such as speaker or faculty fees, travel, food, entertainment, education, gifts, grants, charitable contributions, and honoraria. I mean, why don't you just call it what it is, a bribe? I mean, that's exactly what you do, because all these people are getting money from somewhere, Brady, and it's coming from the elitists, and they're driven by Satan. They want Satan to run the world, not us, and they're slamming Christians for doing it. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Well, I'm glad there are people out there that are concerned at least calling the show. We will be back with more news of the economy, various other issues we're talking about here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Moving into the economy, did you know? Yeah, I always like those. Did you know? The Biden administration made $236 billion. That's with a B, as in B, $236 billion in improper payments last year, according to the General Accounting Office. Did you know? And where was it? Medicare and Medicaid, $100 billion of that. $236 billion does not include certain government programs that agencies determined were susceptible to significant improper payments. Yeah, 74% of those $236 billion that were paid out were overpayments. 19% were unknown, 5% were underpayments. 9 federal programs reported improper payment estimates of $5 billion or more. 16 federal programs reported improper payment rate estimates of at least 10%. So we have a federal government that can't take care of bookkeeping, can't take care of business right. I know, you want anything to go right? Yeah, just let the government do it, right? Here's the thing. And people are going to make an argument about it, but governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. You've heard me say that on the show before. I think we can all agree on that, right? Oh, there's some of you out there that are, no, we don't need government at all. Well, the thing is who's going to keep law and order? Who is going to stop squatters from moving into your house while you're living there? Who's going to stop, you know, if this illegals come to your door and they kick your door in, who's going to stop them? You? Who's going to stop total anarchy? That's why we have governments. We have corporations, of course, that have formed all around, and the governments are corporations. And the courts are all incorporated. Everything is incorporated. And a lot of them are separately incorporated. So that way you sue one, you only got the one. See, some people are not smart enough to do what the government does. And they don't put all their little individual entities each into their own incorporation. And you see, we got agencies out there that are trying to expand lending rules. And of course, they were supposed to take effect yesterday, but a federal judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, he basically has said, nope, sorry, not happening. The current rules, for instance, based on the Community Reinvestment Act, require banks and other lenders to provide services to low and moderate income people in the local community. The expanded rules would have stretched the definition of community to include any individuals with whom the lenders do business. The government officials alleged the word entire before the community in the law necessitated a fresh look at the statute and prompted new rules. True, the word entire should not be read out of the statute, according to Judge Kaczmarek in his ruling, but it does not have the effect defendants attribute to it. In modifying community, the word entire means and merely clarifies the whole community must be served. It doesn't change what a community is. If a statutory community is created around every individual customer with whom a bank does business, regardless of whether that customer is within the geography of the bank's physical presence, the term becomes meaningless and the statute is ineffectual. This Judge Kaczmarek, of course, is a Trump appointee who also said the section of the new rules that authorized federal banking agencies to assess deposits instead of only credit activities was based on an incorrect reading of the law. So the expanded lending rules aren't happening. What underpins a world order is always the financial system. According to Technocracy News, we're on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. Well, the new one, let me tell you this. This is, again, and you got it. You know, I'm not taking issue with what Patrick Wood writes, all right? Because I know a lot of you read them and you like them and you understand blockchain is not new. Blockchain has been around for a while. Blockchain is a digital mirror of everything that's going on. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy. See, that's where they get you. Because once they digitize all this,
According to Patrick Wood, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. Most people think digital money is crypto and private. But the superpowers are looking at CBDCs. The Chinese were first. The U.S. is on the brink of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. This is where the mark of the beast comes in, a lot of people think. Because, see, there's like stable coins, such as Tether, which can easily be programmable, even more so than CBDCs, as well as seized, regulated, controlled indirectly by governments. $100 billion in treasuries have already been produced by Tether, or purchased by Tether, rather, its subsidiaries and owners. Tether is positioned alongside the top 20 nation states buying debt from the U.S., with around one-tenth of China or Japan that have $1 trillion in debt to the U.S. Yeah. China and Japan, boy, they own a lot of our stuff, as far as securities go. Got to wonder about that. See, here's the thing. As far as digitization of money, if you don't have CBDCs, you can't have technocracy. So the pushback means you basically keep your digital to yourself. We don't want it. Gold and silver. That's why we have USCoinCapital.com and Fred Jashevsky out there that comes on and talks about this on a regular basis. You got to understand that, you know, gold and silver is legitimate currency. This dollar bill we have is fiat currency, and everything that backs it is only because we the people says so. What happens when we the people say, no more? And see, those who are investing in Bitcoin, I'm really sorry. I'm not a big Bitcoin investor. I don't have any Bitcoin. Why? Because it's ether. It's ether. It's like gas. It goes away. Poof, it's gone. You know, they can take it. They can shut down. Look, I mean, look what happened with, if Sam Bankman fraud and what happened with him, if that didn't represent how easily it is for your crypto to go bye-bye and get applied and paid out in cash to Democratic candidates. See, it's all part of rigging the election, folks. It's all part of it. May not be significant because of how much money they spend. But if you're giving, you know, millions and millions of dollars to Democratic candidates, and of course, there's no clawing that back. Eric in Nebraska, you're on. Go ahead.
I was going to comment about them giving us notice about the gay men that were caught or videoed in the Capitol. But back to the Bitcoin for a second. You know, you had a guest on that said that he encouraged us to buy Bitcoin, of course, other stuff too, and it was at $1,200 and gold was at $1,200. He said that the Bitcoin's going to go up more, but I mean, can't you just play with it a while and then get out and convert over to gold?
You know what? You want to take that chance, Eric? You know, I mean, that's okay. I'm not telling
you. It's kind of like investing in an oil well. You just invest what you can afford to lose.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you want to play in Bitcoin, I can't tell investors not to do it. I'm just telling you that, because of the fact it's ether, there is a danger to playing in it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, back to Brady's frustration about, I don't know how far back was when they had the two gay men video having their thing in the Capitol.
The Easter egg hunt. I mean, come on. You know, it's like,
this was a while back.
You know, it's further back than that. All right.
This was a while back, and they put it in the paper. Keith Livingley said that's what they're doing. They're giving you notice that that's their territory. It's like their nation, so to speak, by putting it in the paper. Because they were fired. Big deal. I mean, if a man and woman were doing that, they'd have been arrested for indecency or something. But anyway, they're just giving you notice, and it's what he was saying. So, okay, I'll let you go.
Appreciate that, Eric. Thanks. The thing is, again, we have free will. God's given us that power. We have free will to do what we want. And ye shall know them by their fruits. And if you want to capitalize on man's way of doing things, be my guest, Sherry in Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning. Dave, does the name Byron Dale, as far as economic stuff, mean anything to you? Did you ever run across his stuff back in the late 90s?
Yeah, not specifically. I don't even think I was... He wasn't around when I even took economics in college.
Well, no, he wouldn't have been. College was here. He was a rancher in South Dakota, and he ended up writing a book bashed by the bankers, but, you know, because he had to get, his operation was big enough that he had to get an operating loan, and he kept getting screwed by the bankers, and so his sons told him, well, you just take some time off, we'll take care of the ranch, and you study this, and he ended up, you know, his economic stuff is solid. And one good example he gave of fractional reserve banking at the auction house, you know, where they're auctioning off the cows and other livestock, he wrote, you know, he took a pig and he wrote five pigs on it. And see if anybody would buy this and give him, for this one pig, give him, you know, five times that much, whatever the pig
was. Right, I get it.
And if, you know, it's reserve banking.
That's right.
Fractional reserve banking. And you can't tell me that with this, you know, because they're already doing it. They're creating more money than there is backing for it, and they just raise the price of assets. So this digital crap ain't going to fly with me.
I get it.
Anyway,
I get it.
His is really good stuff. You know,
okay,
if you ever
Byron
run across
Dale.
His stuff.
Yeah. I wrote it. I wrote it down. I made a note of it. I appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks for your call. Here's the thing. You know, you're talking about fractionalized banking, okay? They issue Federal Reserve notes. What is a note? It's a promise to pay. We've had this conversation. Fractionalized banking allows them, because they have ratios out there, based on their current assets of fiat money and all of their credit paper, that counts as an asset to the bank, not a liability. That's only one side of the bookkeeping, which is why we put out that book, Modern Money Mechanics, by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. I encourage all of you that have access to the internet or go to the library. Don't sit there and whine, I don't have the internet. Go to the library, get on a computer, and just type in Modern Money Mechanics, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. And this 40-page paper will come up. Read it, and you will understand exactly how this garbage works and how we're being screwed, like Sherry said. It's affecting everybody, but Byron Dale, I mean, if he marked five pigs on one pig, this is exactly why this is called the ratio game. And they're allowed to, you know, it used to be 10 to one. I think it's 8 to 1 now. I said it should be 3 to 1 because these banks are way overextended and the whole economy is going to come crashing. But see, it's all fiat in the first place. And this money system we have is all based on the will of we the people. So if you're going to buy junk silver or gold or whatever the case may be, understand that if it was the only medium of exchange in America, because let's say, for example, let's just hypothetically say that the grid went down and you had no access to fiat money. We've had people ask on the show, well, how much should I actually have in cash? We're talking about M1 here, according to the way the economists have brainwashed everybody into accepting what the Federal Reserve Bank hath wrought. Okay. How about if I just write you a check? Don't worry, it'll cash. If the banks aren't functioning because we have no electricity, how do you think they're going to cash that check? You're going to be waiting a long time to get paid. Years if we had EMP. Now, how do you think that's going to work? Because, see, that's M2. Then you got M3, credit. All right, so M1, let's just talk about M1 because that's the common denominator that even homeless people and illegal aliens coming across our border getting big money from, you know, their debit cards aren't going to work. They get a debit card with $10,000 on it. Who pays for that? You do. You see, and if people reduce their tax burdens, the government wouldn't be collecting as much. The The government does not have the means. They want you to think they do. That's why the IRS every so often comes out there and they make an example out of somebody on April 15th and they're going to jail because they evaded taxes. See, they got to scare America into compliance. And the thing is that Americans, once that income tax return gets filed, because I know people that have never filed one because they don't have a Social Security number. Once you file it, you're in. They got you. But people don't know why. They don't understand why they're trapped in a system of their own making. Who told you to volunteer into Social Security? Well, they made it look like you were going to get a benefit down the road. Because people can't save in America. I'll tell you what, we'll set up a fund called Social Security, which is now Social Insecurity, and we'll pay you when you retire. That way you're guaranteed at least some sort of a paycheck when you can't work anymore. And your government will then be your nanny. How about that? Oh, boy, what a joke that was. Because as soon as Congress found out that they could have access to that thing, they raided it like a drunken sailor in a strip club. And now what do we have left? Yeah, you can thank all the Democrats for that because they love to tax and spend. But you see, the thing is, if you've got all these kids staying home, and I mean, all the people who are retired and elderly are looking down the chain going, wait a minute, all these kids are going to be taking care of us down the road? Oh, my God. In the health category, scientists have uncovered the mechanism that causes viruses to cause cancer. Believe it or not, the Cleveland Clinic, done it again, uncovered one of the mechanisms that a type of virus called Kaposi sarcoma-associated herpes virus, or KSHV, sounds almost like a TV station or radio station, huh? Uses to induce cancer. Okay, so they have. It's likely over 95% of persons who are healthy and infected with KSHV don't have symptoms and never will. And that problems once they develop are become because the person's immune system becomes compromised. That's why. Have you ever noticed about drinking a margarita, frozen margarita too fast and you get a brain freeze? Ever had that happen? Come on, don't lie. Raise your hand. It's not an April Fool's joke. There's a scientist out there in Taiwan, the Taiwan Weizen Clinic of Chinese Medicine and Traditional Chinese Medicine practitioner named Dr. Ye Qimin, warned that a persistent craving for ice water might indicate an underlying health issue and provided advice on who should limit their consumption of it. If you can't hold a glass, and I'm talking about a glass, not a metal thing like what I have here, if you're watching us in live stream, the visceral nerves are less sensitive than the skin's surface. Therefore, a lack of reaction in the stomach does not necessarily mean it can handle extreme temperatures. If you find it challenging to hold ice water in your hand for more than a minute, it may indicate your body can't tolerate such cold directly entering the stomach. Therefore, it's advisable to avoid drinking ice water or eating icy foods, if especially during menstruation, after exercise, and if you're prone to colds. And again, the CDC has issued a warning. There's been 143 cases reported across the U.S. of meningococcal disease and meningitis, okay? Common symptoms include fever, headache, stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, photophobia, or altered mental state. Okay. You take it for what it's worth. The same period last year saw a record high of 422 meningococcal disease cases, the highest number since 2014. Be vigilant for symptoms of the disease. See, Black or African-American people or those with HIV are going to be particularly hard hit. But yet only 422 in last year and 143 so far this year. Okay. It has a fatality rate of 10 to 15%. We should be freaking out, right? Okay. Take it for what it's worth. Apple cider vinegar bath, research-based health and wellness benefits, managing yeast infections and bacterial vaginosis, relief from sunburn pain, reduce body odor by eliminating bacteria, improving eczema and dry skin symptoms, said to aid in controlling dandruff and promoting a healthy scalp and assisting potentially in alleviating joint pain and managing certain skin conditions. Amazing, huh? In the science and technology category, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them, so I'm just going to give you the headlines here. The Russian military intelligence unit may be linked to the Havana syndrome. You remember that, where U.S. diplomats and spies across the world were getting blasted by energy weapons? Well, it looks like they were using dues. Yep. Insider investigation in collaboration with 60 Minutes and Germany's Der Spiegel reported senior members of Unit 29155 got awards and promotions for work related to the development of non-lethal acoustic weapons. Oh, by the way, when that solar eclipse come down, there's going to be a comet. Comet P12 Pons Brooks is finally going to return to our inner solar system at about the same time the solar eclipse is happening on the 8th. Amazing how that works. Well, like I said, we're going to try to bring on Donald Jeffries here in this next hour. You stay with us after these important messages from the Power Mall, which opens in 5. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.